This is the Now You See It, Now You Don't class plan. And I taught this one as part of the Jay Pilates studio classes, and people really found it beneficial. So you need a mini ball, and you complete the exercises with the ball as support, and then you do several reps without the ball. So we start off seated, legs extended, seated tall, holding the ball in both hands. And then you're going to take the ball in your left hand, circle it round to the back as both hands reach back, pass it to the right and bring it back in front. So holding it with the right hand, circle both arms behind you, pass the ball to the left and bring it front. And then you do the same thing, but taking it overhead. So you hold it in your right hand, lift both arms up to the ceiling, pass it to the left and lower it down. Lift it up and pass it to the other hand and lower it down, and so on. Then take the ball behind you, and you know it's the right place because if you hold the ball behind you in both hands and put it down on the mat, that will generally hit your mid-back when you now roll back onto the ball. So you're now lying down on your back, legs extended, ball behind your mid-back, and we're just going to do our barrel arm series. So we circle the arms back and round. We scissor the arms, one up, one down, and then hold the arms above the chest and we open and close. So that's a nice little prep phase. Then you roll back up off the ball, take the ball from behind you and put the ball under your, it should probably be just under the heel, the back of the heel on both feet, and then roll back down. So you sort of want it to be under both feet, both back of heels if you can. You're then going to curl up into your 100 position, hands over the thighs, elbows soft. Start pumping the arms like your normal 100, but then you push the back of your heels down into the ball as you're breathing in, breathing out. So you get a really strong back line connection. You could then lift one leg up and just push down with one leg and change legs over. After you've done 10, take the ball, roll up, take the ball to the side, but just put the ball by you. Don't ever get rid of it because you're going to keep grabbing hold of it. And then you do 100 without the ball there, but having that sense of using that activation at the back line of the body. You then roll up, grab the ball, roll back down, pick the hips up and put the ball under the sacrum. We then take the legs up to the ceiling, and then we're going to roll overhead with the legs or as far as you can go. You then roll all the way down, articulating the spine back down, but you let the legs then drop to the floor, and automatically the mid-back will now extend because the weight of the legs acts as sort of like a counterbalance. So as the legs lower, the chest will now lift up. Then draw the chest down to pick the legs up and they go overhead again. And then you roll back down, the legs lower, the chest lifts. So it's like almost like a seesaw action. Then take the ball away and we're going to do a few roll-ups after you've got that lovely opening up of the spine. From there, we go into the one leg circle. So you take the ball and put it behind the right knee. And then you just perform your normal one leg circle. Take the ball out and do the exercise again, imagining the ball's behind the knee. So you still don't straighten the leg, but you really try and focus on how squeezing the ball as you're circling connects again to the back line of the leg. So you're going to use the ball then to do that. And then obviously you do that with the left. Then you go on to rolling back. So we get into our rolling back shape, but the knees are together. And you then put the ball between the front of the thighs and your forehead. To start the rolling, you push your thighs into the ball. And to come back up, you push your head into the ball. So it's front of thighs push into the ball to roll you back. Your forehead pushes into the ball to lift you back up. And you get that really nice connection that we should feel, because then you take it away and we just do our normal rolling back. Then you take the ball, you place it behind you again, roll back, and we go into your stomach series. And the ball's just behind the mid-back. You're trying all the time, though, not to lie on the ball. You've got to try and lift yourself off the ball slightly. And you can put the hands behind the head. And we do your single leg stretch, double leg stretch, single leg straight stretch, double leg straight stretch, and crisscross. You could then do them all without the ball there, but generally people are knackered. So you can decide what you want to do there. Roll back up and then you sit on the ball for your spine stretch. So you just do your normal spine stretch. And what sitting on the ball does is not only enhance that pelvic awareness, it also, the ball shouldn't roll. So it keeps you honest about keeping the pelvis still as you roll out and into the spine. So then obviously you take the ball away, you find the pelvis feels amazing. Sat down now on your mat, you can really have a good sense of the sit bones as you do your spine stretch. For the open leg rocker, you take the shape and you place the ball down around the lower abs so it's held by the front of the thighs and the lower abs. And then you have that same thought that the legs press you back, the front of the body pulls you up, and it just keeps you in that really nice shape. Then obviously do a few without the ball there. We then come into your corkscrew, and this level of corkscrew, we just do your corkscrew flat. So you're not looking at going overhead. You put the ball under the pelvis and let yourself roll to one side of the pelvis, round across center, over to the other and back to center, and then reverse, and have a real sense of understanding the back of the pelvis and how your corkscrew flat rolls you around the back of the pelvis. Obviously then do some without the ball. We come into the saw, and again, you're going to sit on the ball, arms extended, and obviously perform your saw. But again, as you twist and go towards your right leg, you're not allowed to lift off your left sit bone. And having the ball under you will really encourage that awareness, because you'll feel the ball roll. So it helps, again, keep you honest. So when you do it without the ball, you feel very grounded. For your swan dive, I place the ball under the chest. So that lifts you into that thoracic extension especially. And so you just do the upper body work, lifting up and almost trying to push forwards and up into the ball. Then do it without the ball there, add the rocking in, but have that sense that you're still trying to push the chest upwards and forwards. I then put the ball back there and did the one leg kicks, but didn't, and just put the ball actually a little bit lower down so that I could get more of the chest lifting, but you then just held it there while you did your one leg kicks. I didn't do that without the ball, just had it there. And then obviously go into rest position to ease out. For neck pull, hold the ball in the hands. And this is a great way to understand neck pull. What you do is you lift the ball to the ceiling and then push the ball up to the ceiling and go over. Lift the ball up to the ceiling, sat tall, and keep pushing it up to the ceiling as you articulate each vertebra down in your neck pull. And it just gives you that real external focus to help you do the move, but also helps you find the space in the move. For shoulder bridge, I put the ball under the thoracic spine. Just make sure that the shoulders and the neck are on the floor. So look at the height of the ball a little bit there. Make sure it's not too high, so they're sort of hanging off the neck. You want to make sure that the back of the shoulders and the head are on the floor. Okay, so it might be around your mid-back, might be a tiny bit lower. And then really use the ball to articulate around. So you're going to pick the pelvis up and press almost the upper ribs into the ball, and then you roll back down over the ball. So it just gives you that real nice sense of the flexion extension of the hip and the spine. For side kicks, you come up onto the elbow, the palms flat, and you place the ball under the hip. And this really helps stop you collapsing into that under hip. You then can do whatever you want for your side kicks, your kicks forwards and back, your circles, your lifts and lowers, your bicycle, whatever you want to do there. From there, we come onto teaser. Find your teaser shape, and this could be with your knees bent or legs straight, up to you. And then you hold the ball at the front of the legs and you roll them up the legs, and then roll it down so you hit your waistband, roll up and down the legs. And that just keeps you from like letting yourself completely drop back onto the mat, and also helps you, I hope, stay in that C curve. For seal, we then put the ball in between your feet, soles of the feet pressing onto the ball, especially the little toe, big toe. So you almost wrap around the ball and you press into the ball three times and then roll back. So do several of those and then do it without the ball, so you get the opposite opening of the feet and inner thigh for the seal the other way. Then we go into your push-up. Place the ball in between the ankles, coming into your Pilates stance. Perform the push-up and keep squeezing the ball between your ankles to give that really good stable base with the legs. Then try it without the ball, but keep thinking about as if it was there and you're getting that lovely connection. So I hope you enjoyed that class. Ask me any questions and let me know how you get on.